GAM, Gallery of Modern and Contemporary Art, Via Magenta 31. Thou Shalt Not Kill, by Claude Autant Lara. Shown at the 1961 Venice Film Festival, caused a stir and rushed public interest in the issue of conscientious objection and freedom of expression. Based on a true story, the plot was very simple. At the end of World War II, a French conscientious objector was arrested for refusing to fight, whereas a German priest was acquitted for the murder of a resistance fighter. The film was banned both in France and Italy because it was supposed to contain an indirect form of instigation to commit a crime. Despite the censor, the mayor of Florence, Giorgio Lapira, organized a private screening. As a consequence, he was denounced, tried, and finally acquitted. Thou Shalt Not Kill became a symbol for the revision of the censorship law. It was one of the most important acts approved by the Italian Parliament under a Christian Democrat and Socialist government. But what does the Gallery of Modern and Contemporary Art have to do with this story? Thanks to the censorship of Thou Shalt Not Kill, there were protests in Turin too. As the film showing was prohibited, on the 4th of December 1961, this two-year-old building hosted a theatre company to read dialogues from the film, and there was a debate in which intellectuals took part. Among these was Norberto Bobbio, who said that in the atomic age, weapons have reached such power that they could destroy life on Earth. So, if we listen to our conscience today, we can no longer refuse to recognize that, at least potentially, we are all objectors.